Kerbos, I hope everything is well. Today's daf is Nazir daf Yud Gimel. Freilichen, I guess, Freilichen Tu B'Shvat, is that what we say? But happy Tu B'Shvat. And we're going to go right there here in the Mishnah here on the bottom of Yud Bez, Amud Bez. The Mishnah says like this, Harini Nazir the Kashi Eli Ben. The person says, I'll be a Nazir when I have a son, Vinola Lo Ben, and sure enough, a son is born. So raise a Nazir, so he is a Nazir, if you're wondering. The Gemara will ask the obvious question, which is, well, isn't that obvious? Right? This seems to be straight up, right? Clear-cut case of Nazir. Okay, we'll talk about that in a second. Nolad lo bas, tumtum vandrogonus, or ain't no Nazir, but if he had any of those three types of children, a child, a daughter, or a tumtum, someone whose signs of genitals are covered up, androgynous is if they have both, so ain't no Nazir, so then he is not a Nazir. Im amar d'kshia li vlad, if the guy says, though, if when I have an offspring, if I have a child, then regardless of what the child's gender is, then he is, in fact, a Nazir. He pila ishto, if Rachmala Tzlan, his wife, miscarried, then ain't no Nazir. So then obviously he's not a Nazir. Meaning if the child did not make it. Rabbi Shimon says, Yomar, not exactly. Meaning the Shaila is, if Rahman al-Sana, a woman miscarried, the question is, right, if the baby was, you know, was a full term baby, meaning it would have been a Kayama, but for whatever reason the wife miscarried, so then it was a legitimate child. So Rabbi Shimon says that it's a suffix, meaning it's a suffix whether he is a Nazir. And what does he do, therefore, to get himself out of that suffix? Yomar, he should say, Imhaya ben Kayama, if that kid would have made it, if it was a proper Vlad, meaning that it was fully healthy, and it would have made it had my wife not miscarried, so then, Hare ani Nazir Chova, so then that's my Nazirus. Meaning the guy should be a Nazir, and he should make the following stipulation. If my child was going to make it, so then this is my Nazirus, according to what I said I was going to do. Fimlav, but if not, Hare ani Nazir Nedava, then I am volunteering to be a Nazir right now, meaning he is taking a new Neder of Nazirus, and then the Nazirus that he's about to hold, right, will be cover that Nazirus. Chazra v'yalda, if then later on, Tosos here points out, top Tosos, another hereyon acher, another pregnancy, if then later on his wife has a child, so then hereyon Nazir, so then, again, it's according to Tanakama, who said that the first one was he was not a Nazir, so he is a Nazir now, right, to fulfill his previous statement that if he has a child, then he's going to be a Nazir. What does Rabbi Shimon do? Who said that last time that he made a Tanai and said that if the child was going to make it, he's a Nazir, and if the child wasn't, he's doing a new Naziros. Rabbi Shimon says, we make a similar kind of stipulation over here. Yomar, you should say, Im Harishon ben Kayama, if the first one was an actual child, so then Harishon Chova was Unadava. So then my original Naziros was for my first undertaking, or my first vow of Nazirus for the child, and this one is optional. This one I'm opting into. This is I'm doing. You know, the one he's gonna, the Nazirus is gonna observe after the second child is born, or really the first child, but the second pregnancy. So then that's an optional Nazirus. That's a new Nazirus that he's doing now. But if not, Harishon Nadava Vazuchova, and if the first child would not have made it, so then this one, or the first one was the Nadava was the optional kind of second Nazirus that he opted into. And the first one, and this one now, after the child is born, that's going to be the chova. That's going to be the one to kind of satisfy the first neder of Nazirus, the one that he said when he's going to have a child. So Gemara says immediately, right off the bat, Hamayla Memra. Wait, what do you need to tell me that, you know, if a guy says I'm going to have a son, and he has a son, then he's a Nazir. So that's obvious. So the Gemara says, Mishum Seifa, we really want to teach it because of the Seifa. The second thing that we said, because it, to tell me that if Bas, Tumtum, Vedrogonus, ain't no Nazir, that if he has one of those three genders, so then he is not a Nazir. So the Gemara says, that's also Pshita, it's also obvious, right? The guy said, if I'm going to have a son, then he doesn't have a son, and he has something else, so obviously he's not a Nazir. So Gemara says, Ma'adatema, no, you might have thought that the Kishevne, he doesn't mean when I have a son. He said, what he meant was when I am built up, right? Right, when Sarah said to Avram, please marry Hagar, maybe I will be built up through her. Right, so maybe that's what he meant. So Kamashmans, therefore, Delo, right, so that's not exactly, that's not what it means. And therefore it means specifically a son and not anything else. Vim Amar Kshieli Vlad, in the second case in the Mishnah, if the guy says, if I'm gonna have a child, So then we had the subsequent ruling. If it's any type of child, bas, androgynous, tumtum, whatever, any type of gender. So then there is, then he's a nazir. Skomar also says pshita. Well, it's obvious, right? He had a child. Skomar says ma'adatim. No, you might have thought vlad demichashe bene inshi inishi beina. No, you might have thought a vlad a child demichashe bene inshi. Right, that is choshev amongst the people. Dainu ben, right? That a ben, meaning not a tumtum and androgynous. Whereas machogis rishonim, whether bas is included in that, whether the chiddush is that you might have, that the gemara means that you might have thought that it would have been just a son, or you might have thought it would have been just a son or a daughter, but not a tumtum and androgynous. Right? Okay, fine, whatever. It's a kamash malan. So therefore it is it teaches me that it's any type of child. Hipila ishto eno nazir. If the wife miscarried, he's not a nazir. So gaman katani la, whose shita is this? That's Rabbi Huda de Krihu. It's Rabbi Huda of the pile of the Kri. What does that mean? So that was, if you remember, that was Gemara Davchas. The Gemara had said there, right, if a person says I'm gonna be a nazir, if there's, you know, a thousand core or a hundred core, 100 core, yeah, 100 core in my silo, and he went to saw that it was gone, or you couldn't, you know, someone stole it, or you couldn't measure it, or whatever. So there, again, if you remember, Rabbi Shimon said he was a nazir, because it's, you know, it's sveik sufik nazirus l'chumra, even though you can't count it, we don't know if there's 100 core there, but you're still a nazir. Rabbi Yudah said, you're meko. Or we're meko, that sufik nazirus is the hakel, and therefore we are meko. So over here also, since there's a suffix over here, whether the child was a ben kayama, whether the child would have made it without the, you know, without the miscarriage. So then Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's going to say that we're meko already, eno nazir, suffix nazirus lahaka. Rabbi Shimon, our Mishnah said, right, again, just going right through the Gemara, yomar im haya ben kayama, harini nazir chova, vim lav, harini nazir nadava, right, Rabbi Shimon said, in the case of suffix, right, we make this kind of tanai, right, and you observe the nazirus regardless, and if you say, like, if it was going to last, if the child was going to make it, so then this is the nazirus that I took. And if it's not, so then we'll you know, this is just a new nazirus that I'll just opt into. So, b'yimenei Rabbi Abba Merav Huna. He asks the following shayla. Hareini nazir l'shkiyeli ben. The guy says, I'm going to be nazir when I have a child. Ve'epila ishto. Right? And then his wife has a miscarriage, Rachman Atzlan. Ve'ifrish korban. And he sets aside a korban. Ve'chazra ve'yolda. And then she goes and she gives birth again. Now, what does this mean? So, the toast is over here. If you look at Tosos V'Pila, right, it says that this is different than the case we had before. Right, before in the Mishnah, when we said that he Pila Ishto, and then later Chazra V'Yolda, in the Mishnah, that means that later she had another pregnancy, let's say 9 months, 10 months later, whatever it was, a year later. So that's a different pregnancy. This case is when she had twins. That she had twins, right? The guy says, I'm going to be another when I have a kid, when I have a son, I'm sorry. Then Rachman Atzlan's wife goes to the hospital with twins. One of them is miscarried, and the other one comes out okay. So, Ma, what's the deal with over that? If you look at just look at Tosos straight across, Vepila Ishto, right, perish Lenizirasso, Vialda, perish me also Harayon Atzmo. Right, from that pregnancy itself, you have a vlad kayama, you have an actual child. Dehashta, and what's the question? Yeshu chacha gedola mi dehai bar kayama hanefal nami bar kayama. Right, you have a proof, right, from the fact that the second child is born okay. Right, it seems to imply that the first child should have been born okay. It was a ben kayama. Right, if it, Rebbe Tosfos points out the tiba who nechaka the shtayim, because it's, you know, one seed is split into two. Okay, fine. Maybe that's only paternal twins or whatever they're called, fraternal, whatever. Anyway, so Tosfos says the shayla was that maybe the first kid, right, was a ben kayama. And if he would have made it. So the Gemara says, "Alibidaman." So who are we holding like? Who's the Shaila according to? Alibid Rabbi Shimon. If you're asking, "Kodesh Rabbi Shimon, mighty boyle," right? What kind of Shaila is this? Amar Rabbi Shimon suffering Nazirus l'Hachmir. Rabbi Shimon says we're Machmir, right? By Nazirus. So obviously, right, you're going to be certainly he's going to be what's it called? Meaning that certainly he's going to be in Nazir, and therefore again the Shiloh over here, what happened? He separated Vishra. I probably didn't highlight it. Hifrish Korban, right? He set aside the Korban, and then she had a child. So the question is, if you set aside the Korban before the kid came out, so are those Korbanos usable or not? Right? You have to separate a Korban for something that's happening. So if he took a nether to be a Nazir, right, and then he had a kid, and we don't know whether that kid is legit or not. And then he separated korbanos. So those korbanos should go for the previous kid. They can't go for the later kid, because that kid hadn't been born yet, right? He wasn't a nazir yet. So if if that kid is a legitimate child, the first one, so then the korbanos are good. If he's not, so then they're not. So it can't be Shiloh Kohen or Rabbi Shimon, because regardless, Rabbi Shimon says, right, where she says Nazirus, Suffolk Nazirus is Lechumra, and so he would have observed the Nazirus for the first kid regardless, so then the korbanos are good. Rather, El Alib with Rabbi Yehuda. The child is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Damar Suffolk Nazirus Lahakel, who was always Makil by Nazirus, and the question is, he probably wouldn't have to, he would not have to be a Nazir for the first kid. So am I, Kadosh or Lo Kadosh? Right. So what is, are these are animals korbanos or not? My nafkamina, the Gemara says, what halacha are we talking about specifically? The gizaso v'alavodbo, whether you're allowed to use it. Meaning, we're not going to say that he's actually able to bring the korban to come to Rabbi Huda. Meaning, that's already too much. I mean, we're not going to say that we're going to be, chulin bazara is a big issue. The question is, if we're going to be machmir and say, maybe these animals are korban, and maybe therefore a korban, you're not allowed to work in the field, you're not allowed to shear it, you're not allowed to, be gozes it, to take its wool, etc. So are we going to be machmir for those halachos of a korban? And the Gemara says, teku, or we're not going to answer that question. Bo minei ben rechumi me'abaye. Ben rechumi asked Abaye a couple of three shaylas, which we're also going to leave with a teku or a tiboy at the end of it. First shot is like this. Harini nazir l'kshiyeh li ben. Right, the guy says, I'm going to be a nazir when I have a child, when I have a son. V'shamach avero, and his friend says, v'amar ve'alai. The guy says, me too. So the Gemara says, mau. So what's the din? What's going on over here? Yadibura mashma or agufi mashma? Is he going on the speech, meaning that he'll be a nazir when the first guy is a kid? Or agufi mashma? Or is he saying about himself that he's going to be a nazir when he has a kid? And intim salomer, if you'll tell me agufe mashma, that he's going on himself, meaning that he's saying that he'll have a kid when he has a child, which logically makes more sense, right? It makes sense that he wants to have a child also. So I'm a harani nazir l'kshiyeh haley ben. But what about the following case? If a guy says, I'll be a nazir when I have a son, it probably should be, the Mishnah of the Shas changes it to l'cha. I'll be a nazir, the guy really loves his friend. His friend just doesn't have a kid. He says, I'll be a nazir when you have a child. Right? And then, v'shama chavero, and the friend is so, thank you so much, he's so emotional, he hears it, and he says, v'amar v'ani, so too, me too. So what's the din there? Anafshi kamer? Is he saying, yeah, I'm going to be a nazir when I have a kid? Oh, Dilmar, maybe he's saying, no, hakikamer, this is what he means to say, rechimna l'chakavaseich, I also have mercy on you, just like you're having mercy on me. I'm also, when you have a kid, I will be a nazir. Right? He's reciprocating, he's going back at him. He says, yeah, so too, when you have a kid, I'll also be a nazir. I'll be a nazir. Then intim salomar, and if you tell me that Koba Anpe, right, as long as he's there with the first guy, right, the first guy's there, so Ksifile Milsa, right, it's embarrassing for him to say that, right, meaning that we assume that when the first guy took the nether, right, that he to be a nazir, he's saying that he wants to have a kid, so it'd be weird for the second guy to say, well, so too, I also want a child, because he's trying to empathize with the first guy who was embarrassed to say, well, I want to have a son. So, Amar, any nazir, the kshiyeh, plumi ben, v'sham l'chaver v'ana'ani, and if the first guy says, I'm a nazir when some other guy, not somebody else, who's not there, right, when the third guy, Levi, when Levi has a son, and then the guy says, me too, so, ma'o, what's the din over there? Mi'am reinin shalo b'fun of and nafshi kamar. Do we say that since the second guy is not, again, they're not hanging out with Levi, right? So therefore, so he's talking about himself. So Odilma, or maybe hachikamar, meaning this hachikamar, like this is what he means to say. Right? I also, I'm also want to have rachmim on Levi, right, just like you, and I'll also be a nazir if Levi has a kid. And tiboi, right, we leave those unanswered. That's like the teku, right? Again, that's like we did in Darim. I think we did it in the Dharm, and certainly in Nazir, right, we have Tiboy instead of Teku, even though we just had a Teku a few minutes ago, but okay, the Gemara does not answer those shaylas. Okay, let's do the Mishnah, and then we'll leave the Gemara for tomorrow. Harini Nazir, V'Nazir, Kshiyeli Ben. I'm a Nazir, and I'll also be a Nazir when I have a kid, when I have a son. So Hitchil Mones Shelo, in that case where the guy phrases it like that, it means he's going to be a Nazir, and then he'll be a Nazir again when he has a son, if he started counting his own Nizirus, V'achakach no lo ben, and then he had a child, meaning in the middle, let's say on day 15 or whatever. So Mashlam Shelo, V'achakach Mones Shel Beno. So he finishes the rest of his Nizirus, he counts another 15 days, and then right, he counts the Nizirus for the one that he's had for his kid. If he says, though, Harini Nazir, Sheeli Ben, Vin Nazir, if he puts that afterwards, meaning if he puts the, I'm going to be a Nazir when I have a kid, and I'll be a Nazir, if he puts the Nazirs afterwards, so then, Hizkil Mona es Shelo, Rakakach Nolo Lo Ben, if he started counting his own Nazirs and then he had a kid, like just like he had before, maybe let's say he had a kid on day 15, so then Miniach es Shelo. Then he puts the first Nazirs aside, Mona es Shelbeno, and then he counts the Nazirus that he has to observe for having a son, and then afterwards, right, he will finish up, right, his own, right, then he finishes up his own, and that's how he counts it over there. Again, the Gemara will talk about it a little bit, as it'll take us until tomorrow. Again, just a lot of what the Rishonim talk about over here is that the nafkamina is that when you shave, I mean, the Taklis says you're going to end up shaving, right, at the end, because the halacha is that a person needs to shave, another can only shave if he has 30 days of growth. So he's not going to, I mean, if let's say he started Nazirus at, I guess, how did you cheshbon it out? However you cheshbon it out, you need to make sure that you can leave over 30 days at the end. Right? I mean, he's not going to shave his head at the end of the first Nazirus if he has like 15 days left, because then he wouldn't be able to shave again at the end of the second one. Okay, fine. So we'll leave the Gemara for tomorrow. Mr. Shem, have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.